this the centre was built and by the as a multiple sclerosis therapy respite centre, and they did great work to build this centre. But for the last 2 years, since 2022, it has been used from the answer I got today. The building is being used as an ambulatory hub for the integrated care service. And although that's necessary and all the rest, I have a kind of a fear that we have an excellent centre with excellent rooms, which all have hoists and all have adjoining on. So each room has an adjoining ensuite bathroom that the hoist can bring the person in and out of. And we have a number of people in Sligo who need that sort of accommodation. And I just feel that these are not being used for the service for which they were built. And although they were built by, you know, they were built by a lot of community fundraising by the MS, the Multiple Sclerosis Society, that they would have raised a lot of money. There would have been grants, etc., got for it. And to see it just not being used as a room for as rooms for that. There's I don't know how many bedrooms are in it. There's quite a few bedrooms in it, and there are a lot of people who currently need accommodation, who are getting to the stage in life where they're young adults who were previously I suppose, living at home or living in the juvenile care service for people with severe intellectual disabilities and other types of disabilities. And these people are now young adults, and they're getting to be more and more of a difficulty for their parents, who are obviously aging as well, and to be able to look after them. And I had a meeting recently with some of the parents, and they felt that this unit would be an ideal place, an ideal location for them, close to town, where they could, you know, they could go in their motorised wheelchairs from there into town, past endless transport to all the services that they need. So that's very, very important to know that that's available.